Welcome to Vacation Station, hosted by Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazines.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Big Blend Radio's first Thursday Travel to Larry County show with the Sequoia Tourism Council. And, you know, you guys know this is one of our favorite places. The Sequoia region, I should say, discoverthesequoias.com is the website to go to. But Tulare County is the gateway region for Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks, and also Giant Sequoia National Monument and Sequoia National Forest. So this area, you definitely want to go check out those big trees, go hiking, go out, play in the rivers. It is beautiful up there. However, there's all these beautiful communities as well, most of them agricultural communities, and they have historic downtowns and all kinds of shops and restaurants. Talk about farm to table fare, a great place to go hang out. So today we're going to Tulare itself. So I think Tulare was supposed to, well, Visalia is the county seat of Tulare County. But I think way, way back when, Tulare itself was the county seat. And that's where we're going today. We're going to Tulare. It's right off the Highway 99. So even if you're going from Yosemite south, you can get to Tulare very easily. They have a beautiful outlet center. They are known for agriculture in this community. In fact, they have the International Agricultural Center, and we're going to talk about all of it with Donette Silva Carter, who's the CEO and president of the Tulare Chamber of Commerce. So go to tularechamber.org. Welcome back, Donette. How are you?
I am doing great, ladies, and it's time to be back and chat some more about Tulare so we can share out all the great information. And always a great day when I get to chat with the two of you.
Oh, I know we've missed you. It's been a while. I know we've been doing all these spotlights every month, and I'm like, okay, we got to wait for Donette's turn, you know, and everybody's been very cool on these segments, and it's been really a great showcase of the region, especially us being back in the area last year. But you know, we're seeing what's happening, and the Sequoias have also gone through fires last year, and Yosemite currently too. But you guys are all fine, right? So no matter what, you can go to Tulare County. I want to make sure everybody knows.
Yes, absolutely come to Tulare County, knock on wood, that we stay fine. I mean, this is the height of, you know, fire season, and we are seeing some, you know, some fires in California, but you can, you know, get to Sequoia National Park, Kings Canyon National Park, Sequoia National Monument, and Sequoia National Forest. So everything is great up there. Yosemite is down the road about, I want to say like an hour and a half or so. And you can get up there, and, you know, this is, it's the beauty of the area, I have to tell you. Today, we had a presentation at my Rotary Club about the Sequoias, and this is going to be a show that's going to be released to PBS, and so we got a preview of a portion of it. And it's so amazing. I mean, I love the Sequoias already, but when I saw this, I thought, oh my gosh, we are just so fortunate to have these gems of these beautiful sequoia trees in our backyard.
Yeah.
You really have it. I mean, it's like, you know, to live there in Tulare County, you've got farm to table food. And let me tell you, I've got friends in, you know, other areas that know Tulare County, and they go, they really miss Tulare County just because they could just go to a farm stand and get some fresh plums or whatever fruit or vegetables they want, because of the, you know, agriculture, you know, is like king, as are these giant sequoias, you know. So you could go up and have this amazing hiking nature experience, or you can go have really, you know, fresh produce, like right there, like that day that was picked. Or you can get some of the best ice cream on the planet at Rosa Brothers. I'm just saying, I remember that ice cream very well. And I had the peppermint chocolate chip, and I would like some more right now, please.
Okay. I wish I could send it to you. I would if I could. But yeah, that's such a great business story. I know we did a showcase on that, and just the fact that they actually, I mean, they have their own dairy, so they're producing their own milk. Then they take it through, you know, through the cows, and they go to the production facility, and you can get some wonderful bottled milks, variety of different flavors, and of course all of the flavors of ice cream that they offer. And one of the things I like too is they have this super cute store, and that store that you go into to get your milk, to get your ice cream, also features other products that are a sample of what's going on in the region. So from honeys to Stafford's chocolates and Portuguese sweetbreads. So you can get, good stuff.
Cool.
You can get so many different varieties of items that are all local. And I love that about that little store. It's fun to pop into. Mm.
Nice. And pistachios. You have pistachios, too. I remember seeing them in there.
Yes.
Pistachios.
Oh, yeah. Pistachios. And I'm trying to think. Everything else. There's so much. There's
olive
butter that comes out of Land O'Lakes, olive oil, olives. So just, you know, a great variety. It's, you know, one of those places you enjoy going to.
Yeah, I loved it because they even had a little picnic bench. You could just go sit outside and enjoy your ice cream right there. Be outside in the fresh air, you know. And that's the thing. You've got agriculture, but part of that is also dairy. And there's a lot going on in educating people on dairy, too. The outlet center is really cool because people want a good deal. Everyone's talking about inflation and all this stuff, but I'm like, well, then go to the outlet center if you're going to go shopping. But I want to talk about them, but just something going back to Rosa Brothers, it's a family business. And I think, Nancy, wouldn't you agree, Nancy, that this is a big deal about going to Tulare County is – you have historic downtowns with the mom and pop shops.
Right.
It's so personable. And people like Hedgerow, we were at the Hedgerow House where the antiques and Hazel's restaurant, like the places we went to, everybody's like really invested in their community. It's not just about themselves and their business.
Care.
The downtown dream and downtown Tulare everywhere just seems like you've got the outlet mall, right? With, you know, the box stores that you want and everything, but it's at a discount. But then at the same time, you have this balance of we're working with the mom and pop shops. For a chamber of commerce, that's going to be kind of cool to be working both those places, like working together to make a community because people want both sides, not just one and not the other.
It's absolutely great offerings because you have that mix of entities that serve the community. And we also have people, you know, that travel from, you know, beyond our community, beyond even Tulare County to come to the outlets. They're coming to the International Agri Center. They're going, you know, up to the Sequoias. They're stopping here to do their shopping and eating and fill their gas tank. And then we have a lot of hotels in our community, which is great for some really cool offerings. So everything from a brand hotel to, you know, some of the smaller boutique type of hotels. We've got a new one of those, you know, that has just come online. So you have a lot of great experiences you can come to. I always want to say, too, if you come over and you're visiting and, you know, it does get a little warm during the summer, but we have ways for you to cool off. And one of those is to go to Galaxy Theaters. They have this upscale movie theater. It is called Luxury Theaters, and it is with the best reclining seats and all kinds of wonderful offerings for food and beverage and alcohol.
Awesome.
And it can just be part of your experience. You can walk over, you know, from the theater to Bravo Farms to go get your dinner afterwards and then, you know, cruise all the stores and the outlets and head around town to some of the other smaller boutique types of shopping that are offered and into our downtown as well. Something that I think is fun as well is that we have, you know, a lot of the hair salons, you know, are locally owned folks. They have little boutiques inside their salons. So
that's
a lot of different, it's a variety of offerings. So, you know, you don't just go into to get your hair done, you go in and you have all kinds of shopping too. And you know,
listen, that is smart because you're sitting there waiting for your hair to curl and dry or your nails to dry. And you're looking. I know you, Donette.
New
we know
new,
you.
New hairstyle, new dress.
She's all like, can you bring that rack over here while I,
I want to check out what you have to offer.
I know. So, and she's watching it. And Joe's sitting there and he knows, the credit card's coming out for even more right now.
He's probably rolling his eyes, Lisa.
Because you're watching a long time. It's not like you're just browsing.
People know happy wife, happy husband.
There you go.
Not happy, husband not happy.
Exactly. Just like all I can see is like Donette sitting. The only thing she would maybe want is a margarita in there, but she's a lady of Chamber of Commerce. So
cool.
Like
if you could get your hair done with a margarita, wouldn't that be awesome?
Okay, so I have to tell you, there are salons that do that too.
No,
you go
cool.
in, you can have
get
a margarita,
out.
A glass of wine.
Awesome.
So, yeah, mimosa, you know, that is offered, you know, by a variety of our different salons.
Why
it's
didn't
just
you tell
extra,
me that when we were there?
I know, I'm sorry. I should have taken you to one of those. Yeah, it's an extra
the only way my
customer
hair gets
service
done.
Perk.
Oh, my God. That's the
that
only
makes
way my
it
hair
worth
gets
it.
Done. It's the only way I shop. We actually had a friend who she had a clothing boutique, and she would have champagne. If we went in and shopped, because she knows I'm not like you, Donette. I don't like the clothing. Like just, you know, she would say, come on, we've got the champagne. And then we would, you know,
and then and, she'd show us exactly what she knew we would buy.
And we would end up buying 10 times more of the things that we were supposed to buy. And we were happy. We had so much fun, but I did not know that. Now, okay, so I'm going to have to wait until we come back to Tulare County to get my hair cut because, you know.
We will hook you up with the right salon to go to.
Seriously.
Oh,
seriously.
And actually, it's more than one. So, yeah, it's multiple.
Oh, my God. So, Nancy, you get one, I get the other.
See, that's an incentive to get your hair cut is a cocktail.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, something, everything should be an experience that you can enjoy.
Exactly.
You know, and so people who build on what the basic experience is of just going in to get your nails done or your hair, and they take it to that next level. And we remember those kinds of things when it's time to go back.
Exactly.
You know, I'm not going to change, you know, nail ladies. I'm going to go back to somebody who's created this experience in their shop so that it's an enjoyable, relaxing time. And, you know, when you go shopping anywhere, you know, you look for that experience and everything, events that we do here in the area, everything is about the experience. And, you know, I have the opportunity to travel and I look for those experiences and I look for the unique opportunities too, whenever I'm going into a community.
Right.
And I really feel like that's, you know, top level customer service and fun. And it makes, you know, your travel so much more enjoyable, and you just never know where you're going to get those different kinds of experiences.
It's true. You know, the things that you remember from trips, I mean, we travel full time. So when we start thinking about what we remember, because everything moves so fast, it's when the customer service is great, the products are great, and you can actually really, what I would call, totally relax and feel comfortable and feel like you're getting special attention. That sounds really bad.
It's the
experience, but you know what
like
I mean?
It's an experience. It's the interaction.
It's an experience.
It's not just customer service. Oh, we smiled and said, did you have a nice day?
Exactly.
It's actually an interaction. And I think when you go to places like Tulare, it's a small town, but it's a growing,
I love it.
Growing, growing small town, which I want to talk about. But when you're talking to someone like maybe your server at the restaurant, they're going to say something. They take that extra time to find out, how can they interact with you? What are you enjoying? Oh, you know, you love chocolate chips. Oh, my brother loves chocolate. You know, one time he ate the whole bag of chocolate chips and he wasn't supposed to or whatever. And you find that commonality. And I think that there's so many places now where you just, it's the fake customer service.
Well, it's
the experience is connecting. And then also going, like you've talked about on the show for years, Donette, and it's like, go to the small town events. Go to the community events. If you want to hang with the locals, it's not necessarily going to the dive bar. It is going to the events and the pancake breakfasts. And you know what I mean? That's a cool way to connect. And your area, you're meeting people from around the world because of agriculture, I think, and people that
are
traveling
so right.
there too. Right. Mm-hmm. Everyone's from around the world.
You know, I keep our Sequoia visitor guides in the back of my car because I have found that I may be at a restaurant, overhear some folks talking, and they're visiting a lot. We do get a lot of foreigners who are coming through because they're, you know, on their way to go to the Sequoias. So they're staying in our community, shopping or eating in our community. And so, you know, you have to be prepared, hear someone chatting. It's like, oh, let me give you this visitor guide so we can maybe enhance your experience here, show you what else there is to do in the area. So, yeah, you have to be, you know, on the lookout. And I do that, as you're mentioning, when I go to communities. I'm looking for the activities. You know, I want to be, you know, a part of that local scene to experience what they find that's special, you know, for their community.
You know, exactly. I was reading this morning, I read this thing about sharks being the oldest thing on Earth. And so they were listening.
Donette wants to hear this. She just.
I know, no, because
yeah, I'm the beach girl, Nancy. God,
I know. No, but it's really cool. Sharks have been here for ages, like really ages. And the other thing, who has been here just as long, sequoia trees.
Yeah.
Sharks
the oldest trees in the world.
It's amazing.
They are among that group, but. There's also sharks.
But the sharks are not.
I like
the
sequoia trees better than the sharks, just to let you
know. I know, but it's
Donette's
like,
no.
Like, really?
But oh, Donette, we'll have to do the hand.
Sharks and trees have been around for millions of years, like longer than people thought.
Well,
but
that's
now
what's
they
so
have
cool.
fossils.
But
now,
it's so cool.
I know. So the sequoias and sharks like each other, apparently.
Yeah. Well, no, I think what's so cool about it, like here are these ancient beings in your backyard, but there's obviously something good about your soil. And I mean, you go up the hill to the park, but so it's a little different, you know, ecosystem, but there is something about your area that things grow, you know. Can I plant a money tree in your backyard and see if it grows?
I haven't seen that work as far as that's not really a farming project. It'd be great if that were to happen.
Would that be
funny?
That would be fun.
Yeah.
But you really do have really an amazing thing. And speaking of agriculture too, the International Agri Center, I really want to encourage people to go there, especially with kids. For kids to learn where their food comes from. I know we've, you know, showcased this on shows before and did the different magazines, but it is really important. There's more, you can go out in the field and see, you know, plants growing and oranges or plums or, you know, what have you. But I think what this museum does so well is it shows the history of agriculture in your area, but the history of agriculture too in general. But it also really gives kids an idea of how the food is actually grown, you know, so that when they do go on a farm and see something grow, they get an understanding. It does a really good job of being interactive as well. It's fun. It's a fun museum.
Yeah, it is. I love AgVentures Learning Center and taking my granddaughters there so we can explore, and it never gets old. So it's, you know, they change it up, and then plus they have the regular static displays, but it never gets old. Getting to play, getting to climb on tractors, taking a look in there.
Cool.
They have that whole fruit stand that's in there, a fake fruit, of course, for the kids to play with, to weigh, to look at and learn about agriculture. And, of course, we are one of the three top producing agriculture counties in the world. Larry County.
It's amazing,
so we always
isn't
run
it?
1, 2, and 3 with our neighbors to the south and our neighbors to the north. And yeah, it is truly amazing. Mm. We're definitely deeply rooted in ag, and we are the number one milk producing region. So
wow.
Dairy is queen in our area for sure. And
cheese, you know, and ice cream.
Even ice cream. Yes, ice cream is here. And so, yeah, and like I said, you know, fun things to do and to learn and to explore. I want to mention, too, in one of our neighboring communities, we have a county museum, and that is all
yes.
about agriculture, too.
Tulare County in Visalia?
Tulare County, yep.
I love and that museum. Oh, my yep. God, I mm-hmm. love that museum.
Just down the street from us, and just a I love how they dig deep into the history of ag, you know, mm-hmm. throughout our region here. So another place to go, plus the fact that that's a cool park, too. So we have
well,
cool
yeah, Moody Park, but Moody Grove, I also want to say about that museum, we did an interview with Amy King. She was about to go and take a break and have her baby, but she really showed us, you know, this new museum part of it. They have inside a huge barn, right, which is, makes sense, but they showcase in there all the different people that made Tulare County, like as mm-hmm. as for agriculture, all these different cultures. And you know, I didn't know, like Armenia, and you know, there's like as over 20, I think it was like 23 or something, 20 over 20 different cultures of mm-hmm. people that have come to this county and made it what it is today is mm-hmm. pretty Portuguese, right, Donette, is a
oh,
huge
yeah,
one.
Absolutely.
The monks, I mean, there's just so many cultures that you don't realize that are behind what our food. And I think it's a very important thing for people to realize. And that's why I was saying, like, even just being in Tulare County,
is.
You are
that is what America is. It's a blending of cultures with like-minded people. That's what America is.
But Tulare County absolutely. Is very much that way. Mm-hmm. I mean,
oh yeah, we have the cultural diversity in our area is mm-hmm. it's definitely
awesome.
You're going to find all kinds of different cultures, and mm-hmm. it's cool to really look at that blend of cultures and what they bring to a community. Mm-hmm. You're going to mm-hmm. see it in so many different types of cultural celebrations, in the restaurants that we have in the area. So mm-hmm. it makes that experience here for those of us who live here, it makes it really cool because we have so many different people we get to connect with and learn about the cultures throughout our life. And then also mm-hmm. people who come into the area for, you know, the various different kinds of celebrations that happen here.
Yeah.
I still want to go to the Portuguese festivals, like, you know.
Yeah.
I know. You just missed it, so we're going to have to bring you back in June one time so that you can be a part of that because, it's definitely a lot of fun and to learn the history of the Portuguese culture and why those festas happen, all of that. So next trip, ladies, will have to be in June.
Don't you have a special, like, sausage that is made in your area?
Oh, that would be linguiça. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a great sausage. I should mention this. Yeah. Tulare Meat Locker, Danny Mendez owns that, and he just won a boatload of awards for his sausages.
Cool.
And he's great. I mean, his linguiça is awesome, very authentic. He has other kinds of sausages too. They just, you know, won some national awards. An awesome place again to visit. We have a Portuguese bakery that features lots of different pastries and delights. That's where you can get your sweet bread. They just have a new owner that's taken over and so really expanded what their offerings are. So these kinds of things are places you can go to when you visit Tulare County.
It's a foodie
it's awesome.
Place for sure.
And
foodie.
Yeah, and when you go to Tulare Outlet, too, you go to the movies, the Galaxy Theater, which is a really amazing experience.
Yeah, that's cool.
And that's what, I mean, I love that. I can't believe, like the experience you can have. Like, you're at this outlet center, and it's outside, and there's events there, farmers markets, all kinds mm-hmm. of events that happen, too. So you can get your box stores, but then you have restaurants that are local as well. Mm-hmm. Is Bravo Farms still there? I don't know if they're...
Bravo Farms isn't going anywhere. Yeah, they are.
Thank God they're good.
Place. Yeah, they and they have just expanded their store inside too. And so there's a lot more offerings for that. Mm. So again, you can shop and eat or shop while you're waiting to eat. So just a fun place. And, you know, they're very big too on the farm to fork. So
Yeah.
Mm. So,
and then
Cool
Hand Luke's, everybody.
Here.
Cool Hand Luke's, you've got to go there. This
yeah,
is like
that's
the coolest
cool too.
steakhouse saloon, but it's like authentic. It's like a, you were talking about the experience. You know, you can tell Donette is a chamber person. She wants everyone to do their business the best way they can. You know, she does. But that is a place where, I mean, the experience, it just, for kids going in and for families, I mean, obviously there's a saloon part too, and you can, you know, go as adults, of course. But it's just fun. You just want to feel like, you know, I still count Tulare County as part of the Southwest because of just the way, you know, just the location and everything. I mean, we get San Francisco, not so much, but you guys, you're still part of the Southwest and you have all the ranching communities, the farming. So to me, it's like this perfect fit there. So it's kind of like the region. And at the same time, like this cool experience, I think for travelers too. It's right next to the La Quinta. It's got just newly renovated, beautiful rooms. It's Hotel Circle. You have all these hotels in Tulare, and it's right off the highway. So when you're traveling, like just go book your hotel, stay there, and travel out. It's so easy from there. I mean, it's just so easy. But
yeah, very,
I love
very
having
convenient.
Them next to the hotel. You can just, you know, crawl back to your room.
I think, you know, when we look at all the places we've been, which is really a lot, I have to say that Tulare and that whole region is probably one tops when it comes to family destinations.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with you, Nancy.
Yeah,
definitely.
And it's family.
We also have, you know, in our area, so nearby for driving, you know, like maybe 30-40 minutes, you've got a couple of lakes too, and they have boat rentals, so fun other things to do, you know, while you're here, go up and experience the foothills with our lakes that are available.
Cool.
And we also, I mean, because I know this is big for some people, so they are looking for those casinos. So we have great casinos. We actually, Eagle Mountain Casino will open a brand new casino in about 3 months. So
oh my gosh, it's so
wonderful.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. And, you know, when you're talking about, looking at the area, this casino's design is based on celebrating not only the tribe, but, you know, what do we find in the area? The look of it is almost kind of lodge-like, and it's going to be really cool. I'm really looking forward to that grand opening. But again, another opportunity. They have concerts. They have all that. They are partners, you know, with us and others, and just, you know, various different places you can go to. We talked about Tulare, you know, being on the move and new things coming to our area. One of those will be an amphitheater in downtown. So one of our parks is undergoing a renovation. So it'll have a great amphitheater for concerts. Looking forward to that. I think we're about a year out on that being completed. And just another gathering place. And again, there are all kinds of little events that you can come to, you know, in the community and, you know, have a great time, you know, with your family. And it's, and we all share it too. I mean, we, you know, of course are going to say, hey, we want people to stay in Tulare. We have a ton of offerings, but I'm very regionally focused too. So, you know,
our
region here has so many offerings for everyone. So, you know, we'll meet your needs of what you need to do. You need to go miniature golfing. Mm-hmm. We got that in the area as well. So,
oh, cool.
You
know, I want to go.
Yeah, different things for kids. There's a children's museum as well.
Cool.
Yeah. So yeah,
that's
a lot
cool.
of different
and Tulare,
things.
And by the way, your museum too is really cool. And I think this is something I want to touch on as well. Going in the museum, Tulare, it is really cool because they show the history of Tulare back in the day when it was a county seat years ago. They had a lake there, and you see the exhibits of the pioneers and the farmers, the agriculture again, and the Native American history. But also one of the coolest things I really, really love is that they have like the military ward like display, but they show women's history of women in fighting military fighting too, and then the Olympics, how many Olympians are coming out of Tulare? Yeah, what the heck is going on? I mean,
we
is that
have
three
so
or four?
Many. You have to come
it's
back
crazy.
And see our newest mural. And actually, tomorrow we are doing a dedication because Richard Kiki Torres Jr., who just won the silver in heavyweight boxing last year, and truly a community person. I have to tell you, on his clothing when he is in the ring, it says Tulare bright and bold because he's so proud of his community and where he came from. And so tomorrow we are doing the dedication for the next mural that's going into the boxing club. So lots of Olympians from our area, three key Olympians that won between gold and silver. So something else to see. So I do love the museum, the historical museum, because of how it tells the stories of so many people in our area. And you mentioned veterans, so we also need to make sure we remind people, too, that we have a Vietnam-era memorial that is the airplane that's out in an area right off the airport, as well as a bomber that's out there, too. So a couple of different places to stop, take photographs, read the history and information on those as well. They are definitely, icons in the community, as well as murals. So we have a good number of murals in our community and in our neighboring community. We love art, and so lots of art to come and view as well.
Shopping, dining, art, farms. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's cool. You got to go. And listen, before you go, is it true that the area is expanding, Tulare itself, with roadways and just even downtown? The last time we were there seeing you last year, the downtown dream, and everybody seems to be really focused on just getting the downtown, it's alive. You know what I mean? It's a thriving downtown.
There's a significant effort to reinvigorate our downtown, and we are getting, seeing a lot of facade improvements, plus there's been a lot of grant money to help with that for those moving forward. And of course, that amphitheater is right in the heart of downtown. It's right across the street from City Hall.
Wow.
And we're going to see, a lot more restaurants coming to the area, other kinds of projects. And then in our southern area, too, of the community, at the International Agri Center, there is a whole new highway that's being built. Not a whole highway, I shouldn't say that, but we're going to have a brand new, can you believe I can't come up with the terms? I'm always good of talking about things. But anyway, new ramps, new area that is going to create more economic development, because we will see hotels and restaurants coming into that southern area of our community with what's being built over there. So, sorry, I can't remember my words today. But anyway, it's going to be pivotal, in our community for development of retail, as well as, hospitality and also industrial.
Cool.
So we're excited about that project. The completion is going to be a few years off, but it's in the planning. So we are working on all of our expansion plans for Tulare.
Tulare
that's so cool. Looking, I like it. Look into the future always. That's what I like about it.
Yeah, I think that it's so cool because you have that balance of the history, the family, nature. I think it's really,
really
this is like
mix.
a nice balanced growth that is happening.
So much,
balanced
so much
mix.
Offered. I want to talk about the raceway too. So anyway, interchange was the comment. Was the word I was trying to remember about the highway improvement. But anyway, so we have Thunderbolt Raceway too. So if you're somebody who's interested in races, that's also available in our community. It's located at our fairgrounds. Something else. Your next trip, we'll head over to the fairgrounds. We'll check out the raceway and talk with.
I want to go to the raceway. I want to play with the race cars and stuff.
Yeah, because
they let you ride one, right?
We pit sitted for a drag car racer.
As many of you know, we pit sit as we travel across the country. It started in COVID, but it's the best thing we do. I mean, it's awesome. And one of the people we pit sit, he Hi, Neil. He is a, I'm not going to get it right, but
drag,
he's got one of those.
Is it a drag star thing?
Drag, he's gonna so call me up and yell at us now.
Yeah.
But he showed it to us, and it's like one of those ones that the guy that did it across the Bonneville Flats, like the, it's like a race thing. Like, if I got in it, I would get a ticket or I'd get hurt. You know,
it's a drag. It's a drag race.
No matter what, we're in trouble. We said it all wrong.
Okay. Hey, I couldn't get my words right today either. You know,
so we're just.
But it's a really cool car.
Hey, it's almost Friday, right?
Yes. Isn't it? Oh, it's only Wednesday. Well, hot day's almost over, but day we're
almost,
talking.
Yeah, we're pre-recording. It's almost there. But listen, this is the thing. Tulare is really just moving and shaking and doing, but the balance is so beautiful. TulareChamber.org, everyone, go there. From there, you can go look at the chamber members. These are the people that invest into their community. And so when you shop, I always say, look at the members of visitor bureaus and chambers of commerce, because these are the businesses that are invested and work together. And I think that's important, isn't it? Donette, we need to do a chamber of commerce
show. You know, I always say shop chamber members first.
Because
they're serious.
They're good stewards of their community.
Exactly.
In addition, you know, that you have that, you know, the local flavor to those. And it could be big boxes too. I mean, we have big boxes who are very supportive and engaged. So you have everything from small to large in the community.
And recycle, like the thrift stores that do the recycled clothing and stuff. So that's also cool. So it's a little bit of everything. And I think it's good that you have the outlet center, because that's the balance. That's a little bit of everything. And that's what makes it. And you have a beautiful park system too, by the way. I love your parks.
They're
gorgeous. And so now we need to come back, Nancy. And apparently we like the Eagle Mountain Casino, by the way. We had a good time.
You've got to come back after they have their grand opening.
Yes, we need to. Cool. And they are really big on music. And that's a huge thing too with what they're doing. So you're going to see some big names going through again, right? So that's another big deal. And and they're moving. We're talking about family. I think is really important to talk about this. You know, their casino is on the reservation area, really, and an area where there's families and kids on bicycles, and so it wasn't a good blend, if you will. I think they're allowed to serve alcohol where they are now, right? They didn't want to serve alcohol where they were, because
dangerous.
It's dangerous for drivers.
The new place will definitely have that. It's going to end up having a convention center area and
also
a hotel. So they're in stage one, which will be the casino first and an event center, and then that will expand to grow even more. So
and we won money there.
Definitely a fun place.
We won money when we were there. We had a good time. We're like, we had this amazing dinner, really amazing dinner. And then they're like, okay, well, you open your club card. And so we did. And then we won money. We were like, run.
That always makes the experience even better.
Yeah, it does.
Awesome. It's
so
awesome. Oh, thank you so much, Donette. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show. We've missed you, and we'll have to come back. I mean, it's just, there's always something new in Tulare County and, of course, in Tulare. So TulareChamber.org. Also, when you visit the area, you want to go to discoverthesequoias.com, and that'll connect you to all the different communities and the parks and the forest. It's a really great resource. And, of course, keep up with us at BigBlendRadio.com. We air our Tulare County show, Travel Tulare County, every first Thursday. That's a mouthful. Well, so thanks so much, Donette.
Thank you, ladies. It's been great chatting with you. Can't wait for your return visit to Tulare and the Sequoia region.
Awesome. I want some ice cream.
We'll make sure that happens.